Campaigns will spend the next couple of weeks straining to get their supporters to vote. Voting has already begun in several key states, including Florida, which begins collecting ballots today. Over the weekend in Pennsylvania, Democrats and Republicans sent campaign workers door-to-door, and NPR's Robert Smith followed along in the city of Scranton.
Sarah Schinbach and Merle Cosgrove get out of their Subaru wagon and stare at a highlighted map of Scranton. They've been driving in circles looking for a particular neighborhood of potential John Kerry supporters, but you can forgive them for getting a little lost. They've come all the way from New York State to volunteer in Pennsylvania.
This is the area that needs our help the most, not the area I live in where everyone I know is a Kerry supporter.
Scranton and other swing areas of Pennsylvania have suddenly become popular fall destinations for liberal Democrats from New York. Just this weekend, several chartered buses from Manhattan dropped off activists eager to walk door-to-door for Kerry. Cosgrove, who's a kayak instructor, says at first they downplayed the fact that they were out-of-towners.
We actually thought that would be a detriment and that we would be considered carpetbaggers and outsiders. But we've actually found that people are really interested to know that what they vote really does make such a difference.
And residents here might be impressed at how much the campaigns know about them. Schinbach and Cosgrove carry a computerized printout from house to house with facts about the people inside. Halfway down the block, it tells them there's a Democrat hidden in one of the apartments around back. Sure enough, they find him. Mike Graham works at a warehouse in Scranton, and he's excited to talk politics.
I believe that it's time for America to change. I think for too long, Americans, myself included, have sat on their couches and expected other people to do it.
Graham's eagerness will be noted in the database, and he'll receive a follow-up letter and phone calls on election day. But the data isn't perfect. As they walk down the street, they find that people have moved, gotten sick. They get a couple of polite rejections. Cosgrove says that it can seem like a lot of work, but it's deepened her understanding of the political realities outside of her Democratic circle.
Yeah, I sometimes wonder who in the world would be voting for Bush. And then occasionally I'll see there's huge numbers of people who are just passionate about Bush.
In fact, she only needed to drive up the road to see them. In the parking lot of a mall on the outskirts of Scranton, a Republican organizer blasts marching band music out of her car for the assembled volunteers.
All right, so what's going on? First, you've got the map of how to get to the area.
The Republicans are targeting suburban and rural communities outside of Scranton instead of inner city neighborhoods. And unlike the Democrats, the volunteers are mostly locals who will be going door-to-door among their neighbors and friends. Mike Connolly, a 19-year-old student at the University of Scranton, grabs a packet of names from his old neighborhood and heads for the Bushmobile.
It's got the POW sticker on the back of it, Bush Cheney 04, as well as a blaze orange Sportsman for Bush sticker. And it's got the two flags on the windows that say Bush Cheney 04. I'm just proud to be a Republican.
After a half an hour ride in the Bushmobile, we're outside Scranton, walking a neighborhood with large lawns and no sidewalks. Since he grew up here, Connolly says he doesn't use the exact words the Bush campaign gave him.
I don't like the script because a lot of people would slam the door in your face before you even get out what you want to say. So I like it more off the cuff.
And as he goes door to door, Connolly keeps seeing people who remember him.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, we are with the Bush campaign here today. And we have some paraphernalia here for you.
Okay.
Can the president count on your support?
Yes.
Like with the Democrats, the data isn't perfect, and he gets a few polite no thank yous. But in a state where many voters are burned out on campaign rhetoric, there's something still old-fashioned and charming about a face-to-face pitch.
They'd say, well, you know, these people actually came to me in person. They're my neighbors. They live in my community. And it could, tip them over one way as opposed to another.
Of course, that depends on how many door knocks people will be getting in these final 2 weeks before the election. With both campaigns, a host of independent groups, and state parties all looking for available voters, some doorbells could get quite a workout. Robert Smith, NPR News, Scranton, Pennsylvania.